Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Eager to continue this conversation.
Okay, and that is with Jeff Schwartz, who's here, and he is the founder of CBA. And we went to the break, what was the worst that can happen? And I just wanted to throw something in here, then let Ann and Jeff go at it. Wayne Dyer, I think I'm saying it correctly, one of the quotes that he has is, you'll never get 100% of what you don't want. You have to believe it. Because, you know, if I say I want to, I don't know, you started to talk about it, go from 20,000 to 22,000, but I don't believe it, I'm not going there. You're never going to get it because you don't believe it. You have to believe it. And that's why I think this is such a wonderful conversation. But I'm going to turn it over to Ann because I know Ann has questions.
Well, I think the first thing I have on my mind is, if I have negative thoughts, do the negative thoughts interfere and block me from moving forward?
Absolutely. Now, an ant, if you're in the house and you have these ant infections, and they're crawling around, and they're nasty, and they're irritating. Ants are alternative, automatic negative thoughts. So what you want to do, you want to crush those ants. And if you have these thoughts, guaranteed, as I said, the brain doesn't know the difference from fact and fantasy. If you're living in a negative world, you're going to stay there. And you can't just believe it. You've got to write it out there. What will make you happy? What will make you healthy? And if you put it down on a piece of paper, people say, well, I can think about it. A lot of people go to seminars, and some people get up there, try to sell all these books and stuff. They feel so good afterwards. And 2 or 3 days later, it's like they're back in the same world. So that's where the conception part, the conceived part is. And at times, you just got to allow yourself to think. Something I call is a brain dump, all right? Interesting. Get a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be a lined or ruled piece of paper. Get a pen or a pencil and just start writing things that are on your mind. Put it all out of your brain, put it on a piece of paper. Then you can look at the paper. Well, I forgot to put the cap on the toothbrush. Oh, the water needs to be changed. Or, oh, I want to go to do this today. So when you take all the things out of your brain that are on there, and sometimes you get so overwhelmed, and you transfer it onto a piece of paper, you can say what's important, what's not important, and you can focus on that. So focus is a very important part of conceive, believe, achieve.
Now, as you've mentioned, you will use this in business.
Yeah.
But I'm a senior at home, and I don't have access to a group of people that are meeting that have the opportunity to hear you as a motivational speaker. Do you have any suggestions or hints for me as a senior? What can I do to get onto this track?
There's a lot of things you can do, and once again, is you start at understanding who you are. Understanding what you want, and a lot of people live in their current reality. If you're in a happy reality, that's the best thing in the world. But people have challenges. So if you're a senior, you've lived 50, 60, 70 years. And if you go, as we talked about earlier, if you go back to when you were 20, 30, what were you doing? What were you happy? How can you achieve that feeling again? Something that I tell people when I start making presentations. I start the presentation, says, everyone close your eyes. Just close your eyes, and I want you to think of that vacation you had. Think of going to the sun. Think of the cocktail on the beach. Think of something. Not only think about it, feel it. Because every to think about it, but when you get to that emotion, to every part of your body to emote that, then that's stronger, and the stronger it is. So if you make excuses, you will fail. If you want to make excuses, you'll go through life saying, I wish I had that opportunity to overcome. And we talked about what's the downside? What's the worst that could happen if you don't? So if you think about it, that's not too bad. I can overcome that. Here's a goal. So sometimes people say, I'm starting over here and I want to get there. Let's go to the end. Let's live in the present. Let's live in with, you say, the seniors. I'm in a large group of people. I'm talking again. I'm going to a book club. I'm going to a quilting club. I'm going bowling again. So you're feeling that. Has you felt that before? And just work on action steps to get there. And it doesn't have to be immediate.
So as we had in our first segment, the crisis center has people who may be negative. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the medical people or those involved in this kind of program would benefit from having you present to use this as a technique?
Absolutely, and thank you for the question. Over the course of my 40 years, I've worked on businesses from medical supply companies to baking companies to all type to frozen wine sorbet companies. I mean, the whole gamut of what you can do. So it's not actually what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. So when people have that challenge, as we go through, the deeper we can go, the more different action steps that you can take. And I think it's my obligation before I come in to an organization to learn as much about that organization as possible, to do the immersion process. Look, for 6 months, I was a president of a company licensed with the National Basketball Association. Now, I'm a baseball fan, a diehard Yankee fan. Now, did I understand basketball when I walked in? No, but I understood business. And there are certain principles of life and business that are constant. So if you understand what the facts are, look, they're legal. The laws are the same. Throughout this country, the laws are the same. And if you go into any courtroom in the country, the people, the two sides, have the same facts, the same law. It's how they argue, how they analyze it. So it could be in a medical profession. It could be in any kind of scenario where you go in and there are... I'm looking around the table. I mean, people who are listening can't see around the table, but I see the eyes go up. I see the smiles. I see the ahas. And everybody wants that aha because they can move forward and change their life the way they want it, the way they had it, the way it is.
So I, in many ways, can be my own psychotherapist if I'm able to change my thinking pattern to a more positive one. And if I've spent lots of my life complaining and seeing the negative side of things, I do have that opportunity and possibility of flipping things.
I'm just going to jump in for a second in reference to, since we had the first section, you could be your own psychotherapist in wanting to change an attitude or a behavior. You're not your own psychotherapist if you really have a medical, you know, a medical situation. But if it's just a matter of you're afraid to go to the senior center to socialize, but you know you should be socializing, that's when I think Jeff's kind of philosophy makes sense. It's like, take a baby step. But, you know, some people are misguided thinking, I can take care of myself, but they do need serious medical attention.
And that's their professionals.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not a chemical engineer. But I am someone who knows business.
Right.
So you can't be your own psychotherapist because there are medical professionals and there are trained people for that. But you can make those first steps. And a lot of times people are afraid to make that first step out of fear. But again, what's the worst that can happen? I improve my life. I'm happy. I go forward. I achieve goals. So that's the way to look at it.
I think the most important, I mean, when I'm listening to Jeff, one of the elements I'd love for seniors to get involved in, going back to socialization, Project Independence, I think, is over 12,000 people now. And this is, but there's 50 or 60,000 seniors in North Hempstead. And is Project Independence for everybody? No. But I would say it's for 30,000. It's for 50% of the people in the town. There's certain people very wealthy, don't need, you know, but you still need friends. And we have come across, Anne and myself, different people on the show, oh, that's not my personality. I don't want to go in there. So you sit and watch TV for the day? You got to do baby steps and say, what can, you said it, what's the worst that can happen? Everybody at the table is going to say, you're stupid, and walk away from me and leave me at the table. It's not going to happen, but, you know.
It's not going to happen. So what did you waste in your life?
Right.
1 hour? Maybe a day? When people who have reached a certain age of maturity, there comes to a point, I don't care if you don't like my shirt.
Right.
I don't care if my hair is out of place. I've lived this life. I'm happy in who I am. And that's a key thing. If you're happy who you are, then you really are not going to care. I mean, you have warmth, you have support, you have family, but you just got to do it.
Right.
What is that Nike thing? Just do it?
Just do it, right? Yeah, Nike. It's the truth. Because so many people, you know, again, when you, the other thing is people in their 90s, and when they sit down and they have serious conversations, like, what do you regret? All the regrets they have could have been changed.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I regret I lost my arm. That's a different story. You're not going to be able to go back in time and avoid that car accident unless it was your fault.
But you know, John, you say if I lost my arm,
yeah,
that is your reality. And if you are real, I can't do this, I can't do this, you still can do a lot of other things.
Right, that's true too.
And if you know what you've done, and if you just choose to do more, to choose to make the best of your situation. And if you don't like your situation, change it. It's that simple.
And I think what's interesting about what he's saying is that one change can open up the door for five more that you really didn't expect, but because you opened up the door, it allowed you to move forward and to really get some growth going. And
you have got it, Anne. You've got it, and people who are home, I bet they don't smile. Now, you've had medical professionals on the show. The simple thing about smiling, smiling makes you feel good, and it's just, it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. That's a step towards happiness.
Right.
It's a simple step.
We're basically out of time. We don't have a phone number. We didn't give out a phone number. Somebody like to talk to you, engage you, etc.
Sure. It's in Nassau County, 516. It's 524-5315.
Okay, 516-524-5315. And, of course, you can call 311. You don't have a pen with you, call 311, and you, the person on the board will give you Jeff's phone number. Jeff, this was wonderful. I really appreciate it very
much.
Pleasure
was mine.
It was entertaining but informational, which is the main part. And that's the purpose of the show, for people to learn comfortably via a little bit of entertainment. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.